In part two of our series on the Bedford County Tourist Bureau, board member Jim Whaling asserts there is a growing unserved market that could be exploited.
Younger families are interested in the outdoor experience. They don't want to just stay in the house and video games with their kids. They want trails to ride on, rivers to kayak in, ski slopes to ski on, to get out and do some hunting and fishing.
Whaling adds there are opportunities galore.
The CBD has a fair amount of flexibility in how it approaches tourism promotion. It does not have to be just marketing pamphlets. It does not have to be billboard. It can be a variety of things. It can be various programs. That's in addition to the marketing language. Our Visitors Bureau has not taken advantage of that language. It can do a much better job in that regard.
In March, the county commissioners will announce their decision on whether or not to increase the hotel room tax from 2 to 5%. Whaling hopes that the outcome will achieve many of these goals.
Room tax will generate 17.5 million over 10 years, and we ought to be thinking of it in terms of our investment and not the fact that it's going to increase the treasurer's office by $60,000 a year.
In downtown Bedford, this is Lloyd Roach.